Everybody, and welcome, to the premier video game show hosted by Two Bros and a Third Guy, only live on 101.5 UMFM and UMFM.com, but found in podcast form on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podstretcher, Podbean, wherever else you get your podcast that isn't named Spotify. Don't at me, not yet. Maybe by Christmas. We'll see. Maybe it'll be a birthday gift to me in January that they'll actually put us on Spotify. Who knows? I am your father, son, and the goalie host, Simon Pazdor. I'm joined in studio by my squad mates, Adam Pazdor and Matthew Menny. How are we doing, lads?
We're doing good, although we are no longer faithful, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. You guys have betrayed me.
Yeah, we've been seeing other hosts.
Oh, how dare you? Well, you know what we haven't been seeing? We haven't been seeing the TV Talkers people in the studio lately. So it is once and again, there is other stuff going on today that I'm going to get to in a second. But it is once again a Power Hour episode of Game Over. That's right. The TV Talkers people are once again off this week. How many times can I say once again in a minute? We'll see if we can break the world record.
You can probably do it once again.
There you go. But this is probably the best excuse slash reason we've heard yet, and that is the TV Talkers host Tiago will be an extra in the Bob Odenkirk movie. So totally fair. I mean, we've got some pretty important stuff going on here at University of Manitoba as well, but you know what, Bob Odenkirk movie, he's a huge Better Call Saul fan. Thumbs up to Tiago. So good luck to him. Or what do I say about what do I say about Matt when he's gone? We wish him all the best, and we hope to hear from him soon or something like that.
Totally that.
I think that's what I say when he's gone. Anyway, yes, so the important thing going on this week is it is Pledge-O-Rama. So it's Pledge-O-Rama 2019, almost said 2018, because I was listening to our podcast to make sure I had the same goal amounts again this year. Yeah, but Pledge-O-Rama 2019. So we are raising money. It's kind of a big deal. We're a community radio station, so I mean, we do bring in a little bit of money, but we absolutely need to raise money every year on Pledge-O-Rama, and it's a pretty big deal this year. You could find the exact details on the website, umfm.com. But the gist of it is, in addition to a few other little things and some actually really cool stuff, like we're going to be getting a camera in the studio that's going to be playing on a loop, like a closed-circuit feed just outside the studio. There's also going to be installing a 360 camera in the band room so that if a band comes in and play, you can watch it on YouTube, and you can have a 360 view of the band.
That's really cool.
That sounds really awesome. Mm-hmm. But the big deal is we need a new radio tower, which in the radio business is a pretty big deal. So we are raising money to build a new radio tower. We are currently at, if I can, maybe Adam, you could lift microstand four there. We're currently at $20,316.50. Very good. I know in the previous years we mocked the fact that there were half dollars in there. It's because of conversion, people. We discovered that last year and felt very stupid that none of us thought of it. Yeah. I was like, who's donating 12 cents? It's they're not all Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
Alas. So if you want to donate yourself, the number is 204-474-6610. Be prepared to hear me say that about 35 times in the next hour. That's probably not even an exaggeration. Once again, it is 204-474-6610. If you want to donate, I'm going to be listing this out. I'll probably list it out three times because there's a lot of stuff going on. But UMFM has a bunch of sponsor, what's what I'm looking for? Levels? Levels is a good word. Yeah, sure.
Tiers.
So, tiers. That's an even better word. So,
level ups.
Level ups. Yeah, we should do a video game term specifically for Game Over. Yeah. Like ranks?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Prestige classes?
Yeah, it's a donation progression system.
Exactly. And there's no microtransactions because these are macrotransactions. Although, if you want to do any microtransactions, literally any donation helps. So, if you're thinking, hey, you're a broke student, I don't want to donate, that's okay. A, tell your friends. Maybe they have a little bit more money and they can donate. B, if you found like $1.50 on the ground, donate that. Sure, we'll take it. I know what it's like being broke right now because I'm attempting to buy a house. And they are famously expensive. However, here are the UMFM exclusive tier levels. We'll go with that one. If you donate $25, you'll get UMFM buttons, stickers, guitar picks, and a magnet. We have a new logo this year. You can find it also on our website under the Pledge-O-Rama page. So if you go there, you can see it. It's very nice.
Ooh, magnets.
If you donate $50, you'll get the bucket. You get everything that I just said, including a travel mug. Fun story about the travel mug. I bet every show on air will tell, but we were Jared specifically, one of the top guys here. I don't want to call him out too much. Was test the travel mug, put scalding hot water in the morning, and then by night poured it on his hand to see how hot it was. We could tell by the burns on his hand that it was still very hot. So this is a very effective travel mug. We'll keep things hot. We'll keep things cold. Maybe you want to keep things cold too. Totally up to you. You can get that if you donate $50. If you donate $75, you'll get everything I just said. But if the mug is exchanged for a t-shirt.
But what if you want the mug?
There's a ton of negotiation going on. That's actually a really good question. So if you want something and you don't want another thing, if you call in, we might be able to make something work for you. Okay? There's always a little bit of wiggle room. You know, if you want to donate a bunch of money but you don't care about half this stuff, you can also just get a tax receipt. So if you're just like, you know what, I've got UMFM merch from last year, it's still pretty good, I just want to donate and write it off my taxes, you can do that too. We're totally leaving it open to you. If you donate the magic number 101.5, so $101.50, you'll get buttons, stickers, guitar picks, a magnet, the travel mug, coffee of your choice, and a t-shirt or toque.
Ooh.
So there you go. Now, I haven't tried the coffee yet, but last year I did try the hot sauce, and it was really good. So good, I've been trying to ration it over the past year, and I still have some of it. But the coffee is made by a Winnipegger who emigrated to BC. So it's still, even though it's made in BC, even though it's roasted in BC, it is still authentic Winnipeg coffee, because the guy who made it, it's kind of like having a, what's the word I'm looking for, a consulate? Where if he's there, that's legally Winnipeg. Is that what's going on there? If you donate $150, you'll get everything I just said, and one entry into the special golden ticket draw. Very exciting stuff. And if you donate $250, you'll get the Noah's Ark special. You'll get two of everything, including two golden ticket draws. Actually, no, three golden ticket draws. They upped it this year. I remember reading that.
Wow.
Very exciting stuff. Now, we also have some stuff specifically. Matt, if you don't mind passing me your little group here. Thank you very much, good sir.
You're very welcome.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of themed. That was unintentional.
I see. Did you actually finish that certain game that I'm referring to?
No, I did not.
All right. That's a big deal. So if you donate specifically to Game Over, and we're going to be on for the next hour, so you have plenty of time. You can also donate to Game Over during the week. When you donate, you can either call in, once again, that number, this is the third time, 204-474-6610. You can choose a show to donate to. So if you donate specifically to Game Over, we have Game Over specific prizes as well. But if you don't want to call in because you don't have time or because you're sick, everyone seems to be sick this year, you can also just do it online. And that's totally A-OK too. So if you donate specifically to Game Over, as with last year, if you donate $25, we have a Discord server, a Game Over Discord server. You can pick a game and play it with us. So once again, I think I revealed last year, this is a big secret, we're not the best at some of the... We like them. That doesn't mean we're competitively viable at some of these games. So if you really want to, like, trounce me and Matt in Mario Kart, you can do that if you donate $25. If you want someone to join in, Minecraft is huge again this year. So if you want someone to join in your Minecraft server, we will do that with you. $25, we'll play the game of your choice. If you donate $50, we will get you as a guest on air to talk about whatever game that you want to the worldwide audience on our podcast. And you can probably tell us about a game that you adore that we haven't talked about lately, like Battlefield or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever it is, if you donate $50, you can come on air and chat about video games with us. Here's the crazy part. If you donate $80, we will give you, no Steam gift card this year, we will give you a game. So we have games. They are mostly current generation. I'm going to read off the list in a second here. Let me just grab all of them. But if you donate $80, we don't have unlimited quantities of this game, so it's pretty much first come, first serve. But I figured $80 was the correct amount because games cost $80. So this way you're pretty much buying a game and you're donating to UMFM for free. That's how you can look at it, right? Does math, Adam, you're a math guy. Does math work out on that?
Yes,
that's basically how it works. And you don't even have to pay tax.
That's right. And you don't have to pay tax. You also don't have to feel bad about giving your money to some big corporation. You don't have to pay Walmart. You don't have to pay EB Games. You don't have to do anything. You can donate your money to Community Radio. It's beautiful. And then you get a game. So I'm going to list off the games that we have here. Okay, I'm going to start at the bottom because there's a bit of a theme in the middle. We have Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Those Lego games are solid. They're good games. Mm-hmm. We have Mass Effect 2. for PS3, Mass Effect 3 for PS3, Mass Effect Andromeda for PS4. So if you've been listening every week and you've heard us talking about this Mass Effect thing, we're giving it away. See? So you could play it. You could experience it for yourself.
You can play 2 and 3.
You can play 2
and then hopefully enjoy Andromeda more than we did.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe you'll actually finish Andromeda, which would be more than we've done. That's A-okay. We also have Shadow of Mordor. Probably the newest game on the list. We have a couple new games on the list. We have Injustice 2, also on PS4. So Shadow of Mordor. Soul Calibur 6 on PS4. Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS4. Probably the freshest game in this list, even though it might be the oldest. Batman Arkham Knight on PS4. Trials Fusion. I don't know if you guys have played a Trials game lately. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Trials Fusion on PS4. We also have a couple games for Xbox One. Plants vs. Zombies. I heard Marvel. Plants vs. Garbage. Let me try this again.
Plants vs. Garbage?
Plants vs. Garbage. I need a nice cup of UMFM coffee, yeah. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2. There is a lot of stuff in that name, okay? It's not just a simple name. Garden Warfare 2, we have that on Xbox One. Probably the sneaky deep cut on this list is the Rare Replay. We have that for Xbox One, if you want it. And then, we didn't forget you Nintendo Switch fans, we have Octopath Traveler on Nintendo Switch. So if you donate $80... This is our list. We have one of everything. We don't have doubles of anything. So if you donate $80 and you list Game Over as your show of choice, you can have your pick from whatever games are still here. Because if it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, first come, first serve.
First come, first serve. Whew! That was long. That was a lot of information.
Yeah, that was a 15-minute intro.
I know, right? Thank God we have an hour-long show. But feel free to call in. Once again, that number is 204-474-6610. You can talk to our smooth operators. They're out there. They are waiting for your calls. But even though I had a 15-minute intro, I did not want you to think that I was going to forget a great episode of Game Over. In fact, we have a special episode of Game Over. I also have news, okay? So this isn't just a regular thing. I do have some news, and then we're going to play a game, which I'm very excited for. So you know what? Let's start with the news.
Okay.
And that is that a bunch of PokeTubers have gotten their hands on Sword and Shield.
Oh.
Yes. So the first 90 minutes has been played by probably about a dozen people, and so they've released their thoughts. You can go and check out their video specifically. The couple interesting... obviously they can't talk about much.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting things was that this game apparently really eschews the tradition of the tutorial.
Oh, good.
Apparently the tutorial is much lighter. So what one of the guys said was minor spoilers for Sword and Shield, mechanical spoilers, not story spoilers, but in your first battle with your rival, who still takes the Pokemon, the new trait of taking the Pokemon that you are weak or that you're strong against.
Yeah.
He actually has two things. It has the Wooloo. Wooloo or Wooloo? What do you guys think?
I thought it was Wooloo.
In my head, it's Wooloo.
Yeah, but Wooloo.
Like yeah, I know. Wooloo is just more like fun to say.
Yeah, Wooloo is fun to say. So Wooloo. They have a Wooloo.
Exactly.
And you take down the Wooloo using Tackle or whatever you have, and the Wooloo gives you just an experience to level up, which gives you an elemental attack with which to trounce your rival's next Pokemon, who will be weak to your elemental attack. So apparently what happens is if you do this, afterward the professor will say to you, did you just use the same type of attack bonus? And then if you say yes, then... You're more in the clear than before, it sounds like.
Oh.
So they do a couple things to test. Were you using Tackle the entire time?
Do you know what you're doing?
You know what? That's really clever.
Yes, I like that. That's way smoother than just being, would you like to play the tutorial?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Or having, what we thought is it might default to on, and then we might be able to go into the settings and turn it off or something like that. Unlike EXP Share, which is always on.
Yeah. And if you're a little kid and you're like, I don't need the tutorial, but you actually do. It's kind of a sneaky way of making sure that you actually get it.
Exactly.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, I really like that. The other thing that they said is, this is almost negative, is that Pokemon games, they used to run 240p on the Nintendo DS, right? So that they're not exactly graphical powerhouses here.
Yeah.
But apparently there have been really no strides made graphically in Sword and Shield. There are certain things that look a little bit better just because it's newer, but it looks like it might be lagging behind. I heard a lot of people comparing it to Super Mario Odyssey or, of course, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So, we'll see. But speaking of graphics, the Switcher is out. That would have been a good thing to give away. And apparently it looks not great docked because it has to be on the big screen. But I've heard it might be the best looking handheld game Nintendo Switch has, which is very exciting. So if anyone's actually played the Switcher, feel free to hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/gameoverumfm, and let us know what you think. So have you guys, now that you've sat in it for a few weeks, have you guys gained any more excitement for Sword and Shield, or are you pretty much sat where you're sat?
I'm kind of just, eh. I'll experience it when it comes out. I'm now excited because of that tutorial change. I'm really excited to see how that turns out. But I haven't really moved.
I've been getting slightly more excited just because we've talked about Pokemon, like, I don't know, what, 3 weeks in a row now?
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of remembering how much I like Pokemon. I wouldn't say there's anything that Nintendo has shown me that has made me more excited, but I just enjoy talking about Pokemon, so I've kind of been getting a little more excited that way. Mm-hmm. It's made me want to try and pound out Ultra Sun before Sword and Shield came out, because I bought it, played it for like 30 minutes, went, oh, this is the most tutorialized game I've ever played, and quit.
Yeah.
I can't say as I blame you.
Yeah. It's not from anything Nintendo has done, but I have gotten a little bit more excited for it.
There was, while we're talking about things that are going to get us excited, I do have some unabashedly good news. Oh, I can just see that we got a donation. Thank you very much. $150 donation.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We didn't even set something. Actually, I did want to say that if you're going to donate, we'll say $150 or more, because I didn't pick a number, you can get two games. So there you go. So our first donator gets their choice of two games on this list. So if your favorite, if you're dying to play Mass Effect Andromeda because you think you're going to enjoy it more than we did, or maybe you want to play something more recent, maybe you really want to get your hands on Soul Calibur 6 because that's a more recent game and I've heard it's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Donate quick because the games are going to be going fast. It's already gone. We've 20 minutes in, we've already got two games off the table. Very, very good stuff. Okay, now I do have a bit of unabashedly good news, what I was going to say before I got distracted by the donations. Apparently, this came from the Game Informer interview that I just totally blanked on this bit of information. They revealed no specifics, but the Pokemon people would like you to know that there will be a way to make your starters viable long-term, because they too realize that it's terrible that you can like raise up a Pidgey and then by the time you get to the end game, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So there is some sort of mechanic, and when asked what it was, they said, and I quote, "You'll know it when you see it."
Well, the thing, like, there has to be if EXP share is on all the time. Because the only real reason, besides challenge, to turn EXP share off is because EXP share also shares the EVs. And you usually don't want to do that. So there, if it's on all the time, there must be a way around that problem.
Otherwise, there's no real way to do any competitive play in-game.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah. I mean, they had them before with the golden bottle caps?
Yeah.
But those were very rare.
Well, that was your IVs could get changed, right? And they had super training.
Yes, sorry,
yeah,
right.
Super training.
Super training.
And they had the berries that would lower your EVs so you could get rid of one.
I mean, it was a bit of an obtuse system, to be honest. I know that they want to retain some of the idea that you're actually raising creatures, but I wouldn't mind at all if they changed it to something a little bit more direct. I'd be totally fine with that. I mean, Pokemon's good at directs because it's Nintendo. Nintendo likes to be direct. Okay, so let's switch it up. That was a pretty good snap. I'm proud of that. Yeah. There's been a ton of PS5 news lately. In fact, today, the most recent thing is a picture of it leaked to the air. Now, that's a weird way to state that, but it's basically we've seen like concept art before.
Yeah.
And it looks bizarre. So feel free to take a look at it. And then apparently a picture leaked, and then this is its actual design. So it
looks, wow, yeah.
It looks almost like it's going to have some sort of case put on top of it, right? Doesn't it kind of look skeletal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that different?
That's weird.
Huh.
So the big thing that they've been going back and forth, and apparently it's been confirmed, but and this is a rumor, okay, so I don't think it's formally come from Sony, but the big thing is that they've been pushing for backwards compatibility. And the latest report that I've read, again, this is totally hearsay. I'm not a reporter. I'm a radio show host. Is that it is going to be backwards compatible. So I do have a little bit of a spec sheet comparing the PS5 to the PS4 Pro. Maybe Adam, the computer scientist, can help us sort through some of these numbers. So the CPU on the PS4 Pro was an AMD Enhanced Jaguar. And the CPU is going to be a custom AMD Zen 2. Does any of that mean anything to you?
I recognize the company AMD, but I don't know the Jaguar.
Awesome. So the GPU is going to be on the PS4 Pro. So again, this isn't the regular PS4 Pro. Custom AMD GPU which says 911 megahertz and 2.4 teraflops. We know what teraflops means, thanks to Adam.
Yes.
It's a bunch of stuff. And the GPU on the PS5. Am I wrong?
This is, yeah, okay.
I'm not wrong. That's the summary. And the GPU on the, it's just going to be a custom AMD GPU, but they have stated that it reports that it supports ray tracing and 3D audio. I don't know if you guys have just been on YouTube and looked up like any game in the world ray tracing, like Minecraft with ray tracing. That is the secret to making something look gorgeous.
Oh.
So it might just be, feel free to look that up afterward. But it might just be that this will be the best-looking console yet. Not that we particularly care about graphics, because things are great right now. Who knows? Storage. So the PS4 Pro supported solid-state drive. The PS5 will have a solid-state drive built in. Well, do we have an update? Perfect. Yeah, I read that off the thing. Thank you very much, Neil, though. I appreciate it. Backwards compatibility. The PS4 did not have any when it came out. The PS5 reportedly will have backwards compatibility with PlayStation 4 and PSVR games. And the controller for the PS4 was a micro USB, sorry. The controller for the PS5 will be a USB-C. So that's a little bit of fact information. I haven't really heard anything about the Xbox, what's it called? Not Scarlet. Yeah, Scarlet.
Scarlet, yeah.
I haven't heard anything lately, but apparently the PS4, the PS5 is going to come out Christmas next year. So
I would be shocked if the Xbox 2 doesn't come out at the same time.
I feel like one of them might try to edit the other one, but like a month.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do what the 360 did, because that was their more successful console, and they'll go up like way in advance and have a ton of problems that they recover from eventually. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Are you guys in any way hyped for the next console generation, or is it more dread?
Not even a little.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm fine with my stuff now.
Yep.
I'm not really looking forward to throwing out, or not throwing out, but you know, to tossing out another $500 or whatever it is for another box.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I feel my current box does everything I want it to.
It's
quite
doing
well.
It's doing just fine. Yeah.
And
I mean,
so there's Steam.
Steam and the Switch are the two things that are going to be really hard for, I think, the next console generation to overcome, because it's like, if you're a diehard sit-at-home gamer, your computer can do such insane things now. Yeah. And, you know, mobily, the Switch is just great. So if you're like more of a casual, you don't need to splurge for something. Anyway, so it's been a few minutes. We're going to read our, once again, the number to donate. It is Pledge-O-Rama Week here at UMFM. The goal, I don't think I actually said the goal. The goal is $36,000. That's to get a new tower, and we are currently at, actually, I guess we need to up that number by 150, but we are at basically 20,450.
Yes.
I'm not going to do the math in my head, because I'm a radio show host, not a math magician, and 50 cents. It's very important that we get the 50 cents in there. But if you donate to UMFM, first of all, you can just call. The number is 474-6610. You can talk to the smooth operators about the UMFM specific incentives. If you donate specifically to Game Over, if you donate $25, you can play a game with us, probably beat us at a game. If you donate $50, you can come on air and talk to us about your favorite game. If you donate $80, we have a stack of games, and you can pick the one that you want of the ones that are remaining. So, because we don't know what the previous donator has picked, we still have Octopath Traveler, Rare Replay, Plants vs. Zombies 2, Trials Fusion, Arkham Knight, GTA, Soul Calibur, Injustice 2, Shadows of Mordor, the good one, Mass Effect 2 and 3, Mass Effect Andromeda, not the good one, and Marvel, Lego Marvel's Super Heroes. So some really, really good choices in there. And then, of course, you can pay game price but be donating to UMFM, so you can feel good about your gaming purchases, which we don't get to do enough. Okay, now we're going to have a commercial break in a little bit, but before we do, IGN, for no particular reason that I can think of, that's not anything's anniversary, released their top 10 games of all time.
Okay.
I feel like there's another list, like top 10 games of all time, released by a website probably daily, right?
Yeah.
It has to be close.
Like it.
But you know what? Let's go over this one. I feel like they've misconstrued top 10 with most influential.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious to see what you guys think. Number one, best game of all time, Super Mario World. Number two, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Okay.
Number three, Portal 2. Number four, Super Metroid. Number five, Breath of the Wild. Number six, Super Mario Brothers 3. Number seven, Tetris. Number 8, Half-Life 2. Number 9, Red Dead Redemption. And number 10, Super Mario 64. What do you guys think of that list?
I have many issues.
Yeah, so do list. I would definitely agree with calling that a most influential list.
I would have until they said Portal 2. If you'd said Portal 1.
It's strange, isn't it?
Like,
but Portal 2 is the one that everyone knows.
It's got Wheatley, which makes it great.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I still think Portal 1 was the better game, but...
It's a tighter game, but it's strange that they seem to switch criteria on the fly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, you have a small, but you're going to have Tetris and then Portal 2, you know?
Yeah, it's a very... Yeah. I don't understand that list at all.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think it needed a ton of discussion, because I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a list of 10 great games, but, like...
Noteworthy games, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Important.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was making the 10 best games ever, I don't think any of those would have been on it.
Okay, let's go over that then. Which...
I probably have a couple.
Which one of those probably... let's not rank them necessarily. I would probably have Breath of the Wild on my... And, again, this is not an objective list... Or, this is an objective list, because they're not saying it's just, like, John Scott's... I don't know if John Scott plays games. I picked a random name, and it's a hockey player. If this is John Scott's top 10 list, this is the objective best 10 list.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I could see Breath of the Wild in this moment being one of the 10 most impressive games.
Well, I guess that's true. What's the criterion we're going off?
Yeah.
Most impressive? Most noteworthy?
Yeah.
In that case, yes, I'd put Breath of the Wild on there.
Yeah.
I'd probably keep Half-Life 2 on there. I would put Portal 1 on there, not Portal 2.
Hmm.
I think you kind of have to put Grand Theft Auto 5 on there. Just because it's the most commercially successful thing that's ever existed.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Yeah.
What else? BioShock, maybe?
Possibly. I would probably keep Super Mario 64
on
that list.
It's either Super Mario 64 or Ocarina of Time, I feel, because they both did so much for 3D games that it would be one of those two that you'd say would be a trailer.
I think they probably fill the same kind of slot.
That's what I mean.
In that one, like great game that was like one of the first really solid 3Ds.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what? Feel free to, when you donate, I think you can leave a little message. Feel free to leave a little message that says let's go with top five, what your top five games of all time would be. And this is a subjective list, so don't worry about having to,
defend it.
Yeah, or defend it or go into anyone's criteria, because I'm kind of curious if you donate. We're going to play a commercial here, but we're going to be right back. Remember, it is Pledge-O-Rama, and you are in the middle of a Game Over Power Hour. Welcome back to another Power Hour episode of Game Over. I am your hostess with the French Toastest. I know that one doesn't make any sense. Don't worry about it.
Did you bring it up for the whole class?
Yes, that's right. I did. I am joined, however, by my faithful, even when I doubt them, squad mates, Matthew Mania and Adam Pazdar. We are here for a Power Hour episode, a Pledge-O-Rama Power Hour episode of Game Over. So if you want to donate to Game Over or any other show in the University of Manitoba, you can donate either online or call in and talk to our smooth operators out there in the studio. The number is 204-474-6610. Our current total is about 20,400, but our goal is 36,000 to build a new tower, which is very much a required thing for broadcasting radio. It's fantastic. And 100% of the proceeds will go to exactly what we claim it's going for. You don't have to worry. We're not like, what's a bad charity? I feel like most charities are bad. Every week I seem to open Twitter and it's just like, Greenpeace punches dolphins. It's like, what? Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry, Greenpeace is probably one of the good ones, so don't quote me on that. I'm just talking on my butt. Okay, so we did want to do something fun. Actually, speaking of fun, I didn't even mention our specific Game Over incentive. So if you want to find out about the UMFM incentives, including UMFM custom coffee, when you're staying up pulling those all-nighters studying for finals, you could be drinking UMFM coffee. This is where our slogan would go in if I had one, but I don't. So you could talk to the UMFM smooth operators out in the booth about UMFM specific incentives. If you donate specifically to Game Over, $25, you can play a game with us of your choice. $50, you can come on here and smack talk us about whatever game you want to talk about. $80, the price of a new game, you can get a game. We are giving away games for free. I'm going to have the list of games that we have on our Facebook page, and as they go off the board, I will remove them from the Facebook page. So stay up to date on that. Facebook.com/GameOverUMFM. That's where we'll have the list of the games. And if you donate $150, like our very generous donor did earlier, you can get two games. So that's a little bit of a discount there, and you can feel really good about donating. And including that $150, you still get a whack ton of stuff just from UFM. Okay, once again, the number is 204-474-6610. Please donate. It's a great cause. We're out here hustling. Okay, we got some games to play today. We're not just a video game show. We're an all types of game show. So, Adam, you've devised some sort of a quiz show.
I have.
I, since I have a computer in front of me, am going to be doing the standard format of name that sound. I have 13 sounds for you, but we're actually going to start off with Adam. So I think you have... Well, what's your
I had format? A plan. I'm actually still working at the bugs. Maybe we should do Matt first.
Let's do Matt.
Okay.
Matt in the booth.
We should mention, though, we actually have buzzers this week.
We do actually have buzzers. I don't know. I'm sure everyone can hear them, so put them right near your microphone. So hold on. Adam, go ahead. That's Adam. Matt is... And I am... Perfect. So obviously, if you're the one, we're each going to host a round of the game. Obviously, if you're the one hosting, you're not going to compete. Yeah. It'd be pretty easy. I definitely can nail all 13 of the name that sounds if I'm going to compete.
I could, in theory, actually play in mine because I don't get to see the answer.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so Matt, what is the format and subject of your trivia show?
So mine, the subject is Dark Souls trivia.
Ooh.
Yes, so that is the entire Souls series. I have questions related to Demon Souls and Dark Souls 1 to 3.
Okay.
They are just straight-up questions. There is one question that is a multi-parter. For the most, there are a few multiple choice, I believe, but most of them are just straight-up trivia questions.
All right, I like it. Let me just get up a little...
Nice and standard.
Yeah.
Let me just get up a little score sheet here.
Nice, simple, and easy. Just like Dark Souls.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to write down, Adam, how many questions do you have, by the way?
I have 9 and then a bonus.
A bonus.
Just because I came across a 10th possible question, we won't need it for anything. But, you know,
okay.
If we want to do it for fun, it's also there.
Fair enough. All right, whenever you're ready, Matt, ask us a question.
Okay, so starting off with, just like the series, a Demon Souls question.
Excellent.
So, which character in Demon Souls will kill the other NPCs in the Nexus if they are left alone?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I remember who does this in Bloodborne.
I don't remember the names of the characters anymore.
I remember one person in the... I know two people in the Nexus, and I don't think it's either of them.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. I can't come up with a name. Yep.
I'm just going to say the only name I remember, which is Stockpile Thomas.
It is not.
Okay. It's not Ed either. He's one of the blacksmiths.
No,
that's
not
my guess.
Okay, so we don't know.
Okay,
names.
So the answer is Yurt the Silent Chief.
Yurt! And you find him in that cage!
Mm-hmm.
Yurt. Okay.
Yes.
Question number two.
Yurt's
okay,
dick.
So how many platforms has Dark Souls 1 been released on in some form?
4.
No.
Oh.
Dark Souls 1.
Dark Souls 1.
2.
No.
Dang it.
Is it 3?
It is not 3.
Really? Because I was thinking Switch,
mm-hmm.
PC,
mm-hmm.
PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's been remastered.
5.
No.
Dang! I think at this point we don't...
6.
6.
I mean, can you really take the point?
Yes, I can.
We'll just count.
You just will, yeah.
We'll give each other, like, 2 guesses each.
Yeah,
now.
Sure. Okay.
That's fine.
So, it is PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Windows, and Nintendo Switch.
Mm, there you go. Yeah. Okay, question number 3.
All right. Who is the only boss in this series that is also a summonable character?
Oh, ooh, in the series.
In the whole series?
The whole series.
Yes, I can give you a hint. I'll specify it's okay. Dark Souls 1.
Dark Souls 1.
Okay, never mind that, because I actually have it. Okay, so then you're not counting Bloodborne, because there is one in Bloodborne, too.
No, not Bloodborne.
No.
Okay.
Just the Souls.
Dark Souls 1.
There's a boss you can summon.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember at all.
Havel?
No,
he's not a boss.
I guess he's a mini boss. That's true. Oh, yeah, you're also a boss boss.
A boss boss.
Yeah.
Got the health bar and the name and everything.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to go with... I know it's wrong, but I'm going to go with Ornstein just to have a guess.
No.
Dang it.
Oh, man, we're doing terribly.
Yeah, we are. Isn't that good? I'm not good with names. You know what? Smough. Why not? We'll get the other one.
It is not Smough.
Dang it.
I don't know. I'm going to kick myself once I hear the answer,
yeah,
but I don't know.
It is Sif.
Right.
Who can be summoned to fight Manus.
Yes, of course.
Manus of the Abyss. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, that was...
Okay, let's get question four, of which we've got one.
Okay, so this
kind
is...
of. Yes.
So
yes,
this is...
kind of.
This is a multi-parter.
Oh, boy.
So whoever gets the most points for this question wins the question.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to get you guys to name the worlds in which the games take place for each of the games.
Okay.
So...
do we have to name them in any order?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go through in order just so it's a little more organized. Okay. So, starting in Demon's Souls, what is the name of the world in Demon's Souls?
Boletaria.
Yeah.
Boletaria. So, one for Adam. Dark Souls 1.
Lordran.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Dark Souls 2.
Drangleic.
Wow. Yes. 3-0 for Adam.
I mean, he's got it because he's going to have the
Well, let's see if he can make it respectable. Dark Souls 3.
I honestly...
this is the one I can't remember.
Oh, no, it's not Yharnam. That's Bloodborne.
That's Bloodborne.
Yeah. Which I had in as a bonus.
Yeah.
Well, I got the bonus point. But I don't think I know the Dark Souls 3 one.
I actually can't remember.
Lothric?
It is Lothric.
Yeah, Lothric. That's it. So there you go. 3-2. That was very respectable.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Respectable.
And I had as bonuses, Bloodborne was Yharnam, and Sekiro was Ashina.
Yeah, Ashina. Right.
Ashina.
Got it.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah. Okay, so Adam gets that point.
Yes.
1-1.
Yeah. 1-1. Okay, so another Dark Souls 1 question. How many main full proper bosses appear later in the game as regular enemies?
1, 2, 3.
It is 3.
Ah. Aha.
Can you name them?
No.
The Capra Demon.
Yes.
I think I could describe them. Yeah.
But okay. The Capra Demon does. Who else does?
We don't have time to...
So it's the Capra Demon, the Taurus Demon, and Pinwheel.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yes, of course.
Pinwheel. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So that is 2-1, Simon.
Yep.
What is the only Souls game in which patches does not appear?
2.
Yeah, it is 2. He set sort of has like an analog, but it's not. He's not named patches. It's Pate.
That's right.
Okay, so 3-1, Simon. Full series. How many bosses are there in the series that are trees?
4.
No.
Dang.
2.
Yes.
Ha-ha!
2. Yeah.
Just the Cursed Rod of Greatwood
and the Bed of Chaos.
And the Bed of Chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is more
really
of a tree,
more
of a
tree
being
tree.
Controlled, yeah. But still. Yeah, no, I think most people would describe
you.
It as a tree.
The tree
yeah.
attacks you.
Yes.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it?
Ugh.
I got a couple more.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
This one's a little harder. What is the name of the Firekeeper in Firelink Shrine in Dark Souls 1?
Oh, what's
this
her
is
name?
Probably the toughest one.
Anastasia?
Yeah, it is Anastasia.
I was like, I know this name. Yeah,
nailed it.
Yep.
Well done.
We'll just add our scores together throughout.
Oh, God. This is not going to end well for me.
Yeah, I'm doing that because I'm winning.
And the final question, which is about the final boss in the series. Who is currently the final boss, not in terms of like bigness or anything like that, but just the last boss that you face?
What's his name?
It's like that knight
in
dude.
The series.
What's his name? Gale.
Gale.
Yeah, that's close enough. Slave Knight Gale.
Yeah. Slave Knight Gale, yeah.
He's a good fight, too.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay,
very hard boss.
After one round, it is Adam 2, Simon 5, Matt 0, because he was running the game. Okay, so since we have a little second, Adam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Perfect. So before then, once again, I'm going to remind you, we're doing a Pledge-O-Rama week this week. The entire week is Pledge-O-Rama. It's not just during this hour. That'd be pretty intense if we had to donate or get like $36,000 worth of donations in an hour. Don't know if it's possible, but... it is Pledge-O-Rama this week at UMFM. We are trying to raise money for a new radio tower, which obviously is very necessary to have a radio signal. We're currently at just over $20,000. The number to call in and donate is 204-474-6610. However, if you want to donate online, feel free to do that at umfm.com. This lovely donate online button. And if you want to donate, you will get a number of incentives. You can call in and talk to our smooth operators or look it up online if you want to do it that way. So either way, you're going to donate. You can find out about the incentives. If you want to donate, however, specifically to Game Over, you donate $25, you can play a game with us. $50, you can come on here and smack talk us about games. $80, you can get a game. We have a game that we're going to list on our Facebook page, facebook.com/gameover. That'll be up after the show. And if you donate $150, as we had earlier, someone very generously donated $150, you can get 2 games. Very, very exciting stuff. Okay, obviously, of course, if you want to, you can also just get a tax receipt, which is fair, too, because taxes are a big deal. All right, Adam, we are in the middle of playing a trivia game. It sounds like yours is complicated, if
it's not that complicated.
A lot of moving pieces.
Well, yes, it has a lot of moving pieces. And yeah, well, mostly I've been trying to sort out the bugs in it, but it's very the core of it is very simple. I'm going to give you it's the theme is Pokemon. I'm going to give you a move set of four moves, and you're going to tell me who uses it in competitive Pokemon.
Oh, man, Christ on a bicycle. Okay, this should be fun.
I have a bunch of available hints. If you are stuck, I can give you all of that information.
Okay. We only got 15 minutes. Let's get,
I'll get to it. Okay. Number one, the moveset is Return or Retaliate, Pursuit or Sucker Punch, Earthquake, Fire Blast.
What? We have to have the name of the Pokemon, probably.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't remember. I feel like I know it.
I will accept anyone in the correct evolutionary line.
Pyroar?
No.
How many get? We're going to do two guesses again?
Ground and fire together.
And again, would you like a clue?
Sure. Well, no, match
the
first.
Match the gate, I guess.
We'll do one guess, clue, second guess is how we'll
okay,
do
that works.
Is it Charizard X?
It is not. What clue would you like? I have anything you want to know.
Any clue.
Yeah.
Why don't can we get a type?
Primary type.
Primary type is normal.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hmm.
Snorlax?
No. But in the right area.
Kangaskhan?
No.
I know Kangaskhan very well, and that wasn't it, but I had to guess it. Okay, what is it?
It's Slaking.
Slaking! Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Okay, next up.
How many of these Pokemon do you have?
I have as many as I want.
Okay, so we'll
stop at nine.
Yeah, we'll do nine.
Nine is good. Because I pulled down 50. Eventually, I will pull down them all. Anyway, the moveset is Nasty Plot, Fire Blast, Dark Pulse, Sludge Bomb.
Is it Darkrai?
No.
Nasty Plot, Fire Blast.
I do not believe Darkrai runs Fire Blast.
Gengar?
No.
Primary type?
Primary type.
We'll have to move a little bit quick here.
Yes, yeah. Primary type is Dark.
Dark.
I had to check. It's a dual type Pokemon. The primary type is
okay.
Dark.
Hmm. Houndoom?
Correct. Whoa! Didn't buzz in, but that's the right answer.
Houndoom.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry, what is Houndoom?
All right, Matt won. He's on the board.
He's on the board.
1-3.
Sword Stance, Shadow Force, Brick Break or Stone Edge, Substitute or Shadow Claw.
Giratina. The one with legs.
The one with legs. No.
Dang it.
The other Giratina form.
No.
Okay, primary type.
Ghost.
Oh, yeah, so we're in the right area. What else is Shadow Force?
That's the question.
Yeah.
As far as I think this is the only other Pokemon besides Giratina with it.
I'm going to go, because Dead Air is not good, I'm going to go with, the Dusknoir line.
No.
Shoot.
Does Matt have a
guess? This is, like, definitely going to be wrong, but just so I can say something Gengar.
No, it is Arceus Ghost.
Of course.
Okay.
So that's three down, one to Matt, and nothing else.
Okay, number four.
Apparently it froze. Okay, there we go. Oh, boy, this will be tough. Sunny Day, Solar Beam or Giga Drain, Hidden Power Fire, Sleep Powder.
Venusaur.
I'm going to accept that because that is a set Venusaur runs, even though that wasn't the Pokemon.
Was the actual one Vileplume?
No.
Okay.
It was Patillil.
Okay. Point for Simon.
Yep.
I need to earn some points here because I'm not going to be making anything in the last one. Okay, number four? Five, yeah.
This is a very similar set. Nasty Plot, Sludge Bomb, Focus Blast, Vacuum Wave.
Oh, wow.
Lucario.
No.
I feel like I had an idea until Vacuum Wave.
Just had to do this so we have something.
Yeah.
So there's something there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, Matt has to guess before.
Well, Matt's saying feel free to donate.
Feel free to take another guess. I really have no idea.
204-474-6610.
Yeah, if you have a second guess, go for it. I have no idea.
I have nothing. Yeah, so maybe we'll just move on.
Like a hint?
Sure.
What do you want its type again?
Yeah, sure.
Always primary type, yeah.
Okay, poison.
Poison.
Yep.
Muck?
No.
What's Salazzle?
No. Although you're heading in the right direction. Croagunk.
Croagunk, okay. Okay. All right, there you go. What, how many is that?
I run a competitive Croagunk.
That's five?
I believe that's five, and you've
we'll
got
we'll
one
do two
each.
More. We'll do two more.
All right, all right.
Okay. Oh, here's a nice easy one. Crunch, Ice Fang, Earthquake, or Psychic Fangs, Protect.
What's his name? That thing in the frost last line.
No. Man, I thought you guys were going to get this one right away.
Avalug?
No.
Oh.
Second guess, Beartick.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go with, I can't remember, the Gramble.
No.
Okay, no. What is it?
You just give it up?
Yeah.
Sharpedo.
Sharpedo, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally. Okay, yeah. Last one.
And finally, Slack Off, Scald, Psychic, and then Thunder Wave, Fire Blast, or Calm Mind.
Well, that could be literally anything. This wow. is a very difficult game you've played.
Yeah.
Let's go with Wall Rain.
No.
Why not? No?
Mm.
Man, I thought this one was fairly easy, too.
It's easy when you're...
I already guessed it for something else, but Snorlax?
No.
No, okay. Primary type.
Primary type is water.
Water. Well, let's see. I was in the right area.
Yep.
Lapras?
No. Slack Off, Scald, Psychic, Thunderwave, Fire Blast, Calm Mind.
Milotic.
No.
Oh, I already got to. Starmie?
No. Still what I was looking for was the Slowpoke line.
Okay.
Slack Off should have been your
Slack
clue.
Off, right, yeah.
That should have been the clue. You're right.
That makes sense.
It's kind of hard to remember four moves off the top of your head in addition to think of everything. Maybe if we do that next time, maybe we'll write them down.
Yeah.
Okay, so the current standing is Adam 2, Simon 6, Matt 1, UMFM 20,450 is basically what that's at. We're once again, we're in the final 10 minutes of our Pledgerama episode. Please donate. The number is 204-474-6610. If you donate $25, you can play a game with us. If you donate $50, you can come on here and talk about a game with us. And if you donate $80 or $150, you will get one or two games, respectively, from our wonderful pile of games that we have in front of us, which is going to be listed on our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameOver, coming up after this show. Okay, so I have 13. We're going to have to be moving this relatively quick. I have 13 sounds for you guys to listen to.
None of us get above six.
I am going to be asking... Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be asking specifically what I'm looking for per sound. Got it?
Got it.
We're not
going
to be vague enough. We're not going to be vague anymore. There's no time for that anymore. So right now, I want to know, what is the name of the person talking?
You look reasonably sane. What are you doing in the catacombs?
Patches.
That is right. That is Patches. Trusty Patches. Number two, I want to know, there's going to be two people talking. I want to know the name of the man giving the horrible description. You got it?
Okay.
It'll make sense shortly.
Do you know exactly how Megan died?
Her neck was snapped and her body was burned beyond recognition with a high-tech compound.
Oh, God.
Solid Snake?
No. So I wanted to have a theme. I was bringing back previous themes. That one is one of the gravelly voice characters that
yeah,
I missed.
Exactly.
Matt, we'll give you a guess, and then we might move on.
I don't think it is, but is it John Marsden?
No. It is Adam Jensen from Deus Ex.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next up, I want to know the nickname of the being making these sounds. I'll give you a hint. The third sound will help.
The nickname?
Yeah. This is a little Halloween themed. Here we go. Oh, sorry, fifth sound.
What? Is it something from Silent Hill?
No.
I was never big on horror games.
Yeah.
This is not a horror game.
But there's a crying going on.
There is.
Yeah. Like, I recognize it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to
yes,
name it.
Yes, you do. Okay, Adam, do you have a guess before we move on?
I don't have a guess.
It's the witch from Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Stumped ya.
Yep.
So Adam got the first one, right? Adam got Trusty Patches?
Yeah, I got Patches.
Okay, and no one got either of my other two. I'm killing it here.
Doing hard quizzes today.
Okay, yeah. Next up, I want the name and bonus point, the name of the voice actor who is making this epic speech. I want the name of the character and, if for bonus point, the voice actor.
Wars brought us pain and suffering and loss.
That's Commander Shepard.
That is. Bonus point.
Also brought us together.
Mm. Soldiers. Ashley something.
It's Jennifer Hale.
Jennifer Hale,
of course.
Yes. So you
of
guys
course.
Both get a point. That is the...
How did you get Shepard that fast?
I recognize the voice.
We know that
very quickly.
Speech. By the way, yeah. One of the games that we're giving away here is Mass Effect 3. So if you want to hear that great speech, donate $80 or more and get the Mass Effect 3 on.
It's even the female Shepard cover.
That's exactly right. FemShep. Okay, here we go. Now, next up, I want the name of this notorious, bordering on infamous character. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Damn it.
Navi.
That is Navi. Yeah. Yes. Very good.
The meme herself.
Just faster than buzzer. Than
That's why we've got buzzers.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, I want, and this will be a bonus point, the name, or better yet, the species, bonus point for each, of the character making this iconic statement.
Do a barrel roll.
Oh, you know what? It is.
You can get a point for either one.
Peppy Hare.
Peppy, he gets both.
Yeah, he gets both.
Wow, that's very good.
I did him like, that's Star Fox. Yeah, and it's like, Star, no, I can't, yeah, no, say, Star Fox. Can't say Star Fox. It's someone specific.
Yeah, it is someone specific. Okay, so it is currently Matt is surging. It is currently Simon 6, Matt 5,
Ooh.
Adam 4.
Oh, my goodness.
How many questions left?
Tight game right now. We have, I think, 6.
All right.
We got still got a lot. We're going to move through them quick.
Yeah.
Next up, what has just happened when this sound occurs?
Are you getting your Pokemon back at a Pokemon Center?
No.
Oh, all right. That's what it was.
It's a Pokemon something.
Yeah, they all kind of sound similar. Matt, I'm going to give you a guess, and then I'm going to have to move on.
Is it you getting some sort of major item?
Yes. Okay. It's a key item sound. Very okay. good. So Matt is officially
tied.
Yeah.
Here.
He's at 6. No. Adam, please do better. Okay, here we go. Next up, I want the name of the character talking.
Commander, you've got a new message at your private terminal.
Oh, it's...
First and last name.
Oh, that's mean.
No, it's not. Actually, I'll accept last name.
Oh, I can picture her. What's her freaking name?
I forgot her first name. Trainer?
Yeah. Specialist Samantha Trainer.
Samantha Trainer. Yeah, that's there it. You go. Dang it. I had her face instantly.
Yeah.
I couldn't
so
come up with her
Matt
name.
Takes the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, I want the name of the character talking.
Hello? Could you pick me up, do you think? If you are there? Hello?
Oh, it's Wheatley.
Still, it there? Is Wheatley. Yeah, very good. That's also the best ringtone of all time.
Can you pick me up, please? It's fairly urgent.
Yeah, that is the best.
God, Stephen Merchant is fantastic. Okay, next up, I want the name of the series.
Oh.
That's Halo.
It is Halo. Very good.
I didn't know that.
Blast from the past on that one.
I didn't have
it at all. All right. Next up, I want to know once again what has just happened when the sound occurs.
That's getting your Pokemon back.
No.
Really?
Pokemon leveling up?
No. I'll give you one more guess each. I'll play it again.
Is it being given a TM?
Not quite.
I mean, it's getting a new move. It's learning a new move.
It probably works for multiple things, so I won't give anyone the point. Specifically, this is red version. What happens when you catch a Pokemon?
Oh.
That's specifically where it comes from.
Yep.
They might have recycled the sound.
Yep. Nope.
So no
nope.
one gets a point on that
no,
one.
No, I'm no, pretty, I think it's
had
specific.
That.
Yeah.
Had that.
Okay, I was trying to be nice to you guys. Next up, we have 2 sounds left and 2 minutes left, and then we're going to be once again talking about the program in the last like 30 seconds here. I want to know the game being played. So this is not a character in the game, but I want to know the game this guy is playing.
So someone's playing a game in a game?
No, someone's just playing a game, and this is a famous quote.
Oh, okay.
World of Warcraft. Well, yeah.
Man, you guys didn't even look at the screen. Oh. Yes, that is World of Warcraft.
Jenkins.
I used to have like a techno remix of this as my custom goal song in like NHL 14.
Oh man, that'd be good.
That's awesome.
So I now don't want Adam to score because that means I'll come in last.
Is it 6-6 and what's Matt got?
8.
Okay, so I can make it second. Okay.
Yeah, so you can't catch him, but you can embarrass
rearrange
me,
the podium,
which is just as good.
Which is,
okay,
yeah, exactly.
Last sound and then we are out of here. What game is this?
Spider-Man PS4.
Spider-Man PS4. He doesn't even need the
when you jump off something high.
Coming in. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Okay. So that pretty much does it for our time. Thank you very much for everyone who's donated. Thank you very much in preemptively to everyone who will donate. Once again, the number is 204-474-6610. That is it for Game Over. Everyone have a great week. We'll see you next time.
UM Bisons is your social media hotspot for the herd this season. Follow UM Bisons on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the latest news on Bison varsity athletics. See how a Bison trains with athlete Instagram takeovers. Learn about exciting promotions and contests on our Facebook page. Or get Bison news and video as it happens on Twitter. For all the best in brown and gold, follow UM Bisons on your favorite social media platform. Go Bisons!
Under the Needle, the KEXP Sessions.
Come on, let's go.
Under the Needle.
The KEXP Sessions.
This is Father Gomez.
This is Macklemore.
Ken Gizzard and Elizabeth.